LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 313. This is the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome. Today, our reading is Deuteronomy 13 through 15. Today, I don't have any comments for you after the reading. I've had a bit of a homeowner's disaster in the past 24 hours. A water line under a concrete deck in the backyard broke, and I've spent the day figuring out whether to either break out the concrete to try to find the leak or how to bypass the broken line altogether. I think I figured a way to bypass the line, so that's good. But the point is, I've had no time to study in order to give you any valuable comments today. So there's that. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, you are worthy. I thank you for your word today and that you have made sure that it has come to us through the centuries intact. I ask that you reveal yourself to us as we read today and help us to see how we can apply today's reading to our lives. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin. Deuteronomy chapter 13. Now, if a prophet or a dream interpreter appears among you and performs a sign or wonder for you, and the sign or wonder that was spoken actually occurs, if he says, "Come on, we should follow other gods, ones you haven't experienced, and we should worship them," you must not listen to that prophet's or dream interpreter's words, because the Lord your God is testing you to see if you love the Lord your God with all your mind and with all your being. You must follow the Lord your God alone. Revere him, follow his commandments, obey his voice, worship him, cling to him, no other. That prophet or dream interpreter must be executed because he encouraged you to turn away from the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, who redeemed you from the house of slavery. They tried to lead you away from the path the Lord your God commanded you to take. Remove such evil from your community. Similarly, if one of your relatives, even one of your own siblings, or your own son or daughter, or your dear spouse, or best friend, entices you secretly, if someone like that says, "Come on, we should follow and worship other gods, ones that neither you nor your ancestors have experienced, gods from all the neighboring peoples, whether nearby or far away, from one end of the earth to the other," don't give in to them. Don't obey them. Don't have any mercy on them. Don't have compassion on them, and don't protect them. Instead, you must execute them. Your own hand must be against them from the beginning of the execution. The hand of all the people will be involved at the end. Stone them until they are dead, because they desired to lead you away from the Lord your God, the one who brought you out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. All Israel will hear about this and be afraid. They won't do that sort of evil thing among you again. Or if you hear about one of your towns the Lord your God is giving you to inhabit, that certain wicked people have gone out from your community, and they've led the citizens of their town astray by saying, "Come on, we should follow and worship other gods, ones you haven't experienced before," at that point you must look into this situation very carefully to see if it's true. And if it's definitely true that this detestable thing was done in your community, you must completely strike down the inhabitants of that city with the sword. Place it and all that is in it under the ban. Put its animals to the sword, gather all the plunder into the middle of the town square, then burn the city and all of its plunder as an entirely burned offering to the Lord your God. It must remain a heap of rubble forever. It must not be rebuilt. Don't hold on to any of the banned items. This will ensure that the Lord turns from his great anger and is compassionate to you, showing you mercy and multiplying you just like he swore to your ancestors. You must definitely obey the Lord your God's voice, keeping all his commandments that I am giving you right now by doing what is right in the Lord your God's eyes. Deuteronomy chapter 14. People of Israel, you are the Lord's children, so when you mourn for the dead, you must not cut yourselves or shave your forehead. Out of all the nations on this earth, the Lord your God chose you to be his own. You belong to the Lord, so don't behave like those who worship other gods. Don't eat any disgusting animals. You may eat the meat of cattle, sheep, and goats, wild sheep and goats, and gazelles, antelopes, and all kinds of deer. It is all right to eat meat from any animals that have divided hooves and also chew the cud. But don't eat camels, rabbits, and rock badgers. These animals chew the cud, but do not have divided hooves. You must treat them as unclean. And don't eat pork, since pigs have divided hooves, but they do not chew their cud. Don't even touch a dead pig. You can eat any fish that has fins and scales, but there are other creatures that live in the water, and if they do not have fins and scales, you must not eat them. Treat them as unclean. You can eat any clean bird, but don't eat the meat of any of the following birds: eagles, vultures, falcons, kites, ravens, ostriches, owls, seagulls, hawks, pelicans, ospreys, cormorants, storks, herons, and hoopoes. You must not eat bats. Swarming insects are unclean, so don't eat them. However, you are allowed to eat certain kinds of winged insects. You belong to the Lord your God, so if you happen to find a dead animal, don't eat its meat. You may give it to foreigners who live in your town, or sell it to foreigners who are visiting your town. Don't boil a young goat in its mother's milk. People of Israel, every year you must set aside 10% of your grain harvest. Also, set aside 10% of your wine and olive oil, and the firstborn of every cow, sheep, and goat. Take these to the place where the Lord chooses to be worshipped and eat them there. This will teach you to always respect the Lord your God. But suppose you can't carry that 10% of your harvest to the place where the Lord chooses to be worshipped. If you live too far away, or if the Lord gives you a big harvest, then sell this part and take the money there instead. When you and your family arrive, spend the money on food for a big celebration. Buy cattle, sheep, goats, wine, beer, and if there are any other kinds of foods that you want, buy those too. And since people of the Levi tribe don't own any land for growing crops, remember to ask the Levites to celebrate with you. Every third year, instead of using the 10% of your harvest for a big celebration, bring it into town and put it in a community storehouse. The Levites have no land of their own, so you must give them food from the storehouse. You must also give food to the poor who live in your town, including orphans, widows, and foreigners. If they have enough to eat, then the Lord your God will be pleased and make you successful in everything you do. Deuteronomy chapter 15. At the end of every seventh year, you are to cancel the debts of those who owe you money. This is how it is to be done. Each of you who has lent money to any Israelite is to cancel the debt. You must not try to collect the money. The Lord himself has declared the debt canceled. You may collect what a foreigner owes you, but you must not collect what any of your own people owe you. The Lord your God will bless you in the land that he is giving you. Not one of your people will be poor if you obey him and carefully observe everything that I command you today. The Lord will bless you as he has promised. You will lend money to many nations, but you will not have to borrow from any. You will have control over many nations, but no nation will have control over you. If in any of the towns in the land that the Lord your God is giving you, there are Israelites in need, then do not be selfish and refuse to help them. Instead, be generous and lend them as much as they need. Do not refuse to lend them something just because the year when debts are canceled is near. Do not let such an evil thought enter your mind. If you refuse to make the loan, they will cry out to the Lord against you, and you will be held guilty. Give to them freely and unselfishly, and the Lord will bless you in everything you do. There will always be some Israelites who are poor and in need, and so I command you to be generous to them. If any Israelites, male or female, sell themselves to you as slaves, you are to release them after they have served you for 6 years. When the seventh year comes, you must let them go free. When you set them free, do not send them away empty-handed. Give to them generously from what the Lord has blessed you with, sheep, grain, and wine. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and the Lord your God set you free. That is why I am now giving you this command. But your slave may not want to leave. He may love you and your family and be content to stay. Then take him to the door of your house, and there pierce his ear. He will then be your slave for life. Treat your female slave in the same way. Do not be resentful when you set slaves free. After all, they have served you for 6 years at half the cost of hired servants. Do this, and the Lord your God will bless you in all that you do. Set aside for the Lord your God all the firstborn males of your cattle and sheep. Don't use any of these cattle for work, and don't shear any of these sheep. Each year, you and your family are to eat them in the Lord's presence at the one place of worship. If there is anything wrong with the animals, if they are crippled or blind or have any other serious defect, you must not sacrifice them to the Lord your God. You may eat such animals at home. All of you, whether ritually clean or unclean, may eat them, just as you eat deer or antelope. But do not use their blood for food. Instead, you must pour it on the ground like water. All right, again, I've got no comments today because of the disaster that we've had here the last day. But tomorrow, I hope to be back to somewhat of a normal schedule. I'll be spending a lot of the day doing the work of repairing, so we'll see how it goes. In any event, we will be reading Ezra 1 through 5 tomorrow, for sure. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for being here. Bye.